Welcome to Magic's Manic Monologues, the pod thread in which the topic is manic depression, and you. And I am your host, Magic, also known as M-A-J-I-C, coming to you via the BelowTopSecret.com general podcast talk and squawk feed, where all us members can just get out there and say what's on our mind. So I wanted to do this, and this is a Ramblecast, and I'm just going to go for it. I'm just going to go for it with this Ramblecast, like I don't with the others, right? I want to talk about the fact that I'm a maniac. I am bipolar, manic depressive. And one of the reasons I want to talk about it, because I am manic right now, so obviously it has a lot to do with me. And also, anyone that's been following what I've been doing for the last week and a half, I think's probably figured that out about now. No, I'm not kidding. I'm certifiable. Although, for what it's worth, I'm certifiable in the sense of being, I'm diagnosed bipolar, but technically not insane. I know that might be hard to believe, but according to 5 psychiatrists and a psychologist, no, I'm legal. hard to imagine, isn't it? But yes, you can be this crazy and still be allowed to, to be free on the streets. Be afraid, be very afraid. But that's the thing, though. The flip side of being diagnosed like this and having been checked over up, down, and sideways is that I have a pretty good idea what my issues are. You know, a lot of people that may think of themselves as sane, or get the label of sane, we just don't know yet with them, you know. Now, they're just not diagnosed. There's a lot of people walking around out there that's got issues, and, hey, how are you going to know, right? And then all of a sudden one day they just go postal or whatever, and not that that would happen, you know, but see, that's the thing. This is AboveTopSecret.com. And, it's a conspiracy community, which means, the stereotype being what it is, some of my fellow members might be considered a little outside the standard deviation when it comes to mental health. And one of the things I'd just like to say for any fellow member out there who might either be diagnosed that way or think of yourself that way, so what? Good on you. You know, I mean, hey, you play the hand you're dealt, you know? So anyway, that's just one of the other reasons. I just want to come out of the closet. I don't even know if I'm coming out. You know, I've been hinting about this ever since I came here. And I talk about this on other boards, and I try not to make it, it's all about, here's my label. You may label me as manic depressive, and that basically explains me. No, I like to think there's a little more to me than the fact that I happen to be bipolar. Although, obviously, it has a pretty big influence on my personality. And by the way, it tends to. I don't know anyone who's bipolar where it does not have some rather profound influence on their personality. But, you know, the thing is, and by the way, that can be a real problem. I mean, it can be hard, especially when I'm, think about it. You know, when I'm manic and I'm just talking a mile a minute, I can be hard to be around. Who wants to sit around someone who's just jabbering on and on and on? Or for that matter, listen to podcasts by a person who's jabbering on and on. And when I'm depressed, and this is hardly unusual, I can be a real downer to be around. I mean, depressed people. I mean, you don't really spend a lot of time around people who are depressed, And I vary between these extremes. And in between those extremes, I can also have mixed states, which can really be bad news. My way of describing a mixed state is like being depressed and being really pissed off about it. Being energetically depressed. Boy, that's a nasty place to be. I call that mood Mr. Snippy. And some of my fellow members who have seen some of my snippier posts on AboveTopSecret.com know Mr. Snippy well. This is, I try and be polite and courteous, and man, I've sure learned a lot about that on ATS. But I'll tell you, man, when I'm in a mixed state, it's hard. It's just hard. And for any member out there, when I offend you in any way, shape, or form by posting those snippy posts of mine, I'm really sorry about it. And it's really, I really don't mean to. It just, it's the insanity talking, man. It's just crazy talk. So anyway, what I want to do here is just while I'm manic, and God, I know I'm going to hate myself in the morning. I'm sitting here. I got a couple of grams of Depakote in me right now, and probably before the night is through, it's about 2:13 local time as I'm recording this here in Western Nevada. probably have a couple more grams of Depakote in me ere the before I can finally get to sleep. And the trick there is taking enough, it's, you know, valproic acid, the trick there is taking enough to get your levels up without rotting your guts out or, you know, overloading your liver and stuff like that. And, as it turns out, I'm an old veteran of how to do that. We've already done it, done the drill. I wouldn't say, it's not like I'm under direct daily supervision or anything, but, you know, I check in with my doctor every now and then and just make sure it's all cool, everything's all good. You know, blood test every now and then, all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, you could say I have a mental disorder, bipolar disorder. So that mean I'm mentally ill? I mean, you could think of it that way, I guess. I mean, why not? Let's go for broke. So what does that mean? In the case of manic depression, of course, there's all these different stereotypes, most of which are true, what manic depressives are. I look at people like Robin Williams, you know, he's like, in my mind, he's just like the ultimate bipolar example, even though it's, you know, technically he's not been proven to be bipolar, but, oh, come on, we're talking Robin Williams, you know, and his mentor, Jonathan Winters, and, you know, a lot of entertainers tend to be bipolar. Gee, I wonder why. You know, like Kurt Cobain, you know, hey, and by the way, that's another thing about bipolar disorder. Very high suicide rate among bipolars, very common. Figures vary depending upon who you ask, but my best understanding at this time is that if you're bipolar, there's about a 1 in 5 chance you will be the one that kills yourself. Just saying. And it's worth bearing in mind. Something I bear in mind, by the way. And by the way, I don't plan to. Kind of worked through that many years ago, and I'm enjoying life. It's way too much fun. So, one of the things about bipolar disorder is that it does, you know, by definition, you have these mood swings and you don't get to choose when. So one of the things that's a major characteristic of bipolar disorder is that, yeah, sometimes things can set you off. And just like with normal people, you can get happy when happy things happen and you can get depressed when depressing things happen. But sometimes it's the other way around, and oftentimes your mood just changes. And by the way, I'm saying you, I really mean mine, but I'm just kind of, let's say the general you bipolars out there. That's what can make life so difficult, because you can't really control when it comes, when it goes, what phase you're in. And these mood shifts, depending upon, you know, they affect different people differently, but in every case, they do affect you. And actually, what defines bipolar disorder as a disorder is when you have what's known as clinically significant impairment due to mania or depression. And that means that it actually affects your ability to function. And yeah, I get that way. It does affect my ability, the way I live my life. I try and find ways to work around it. It's kind of like, you know, if you have, say you have, a broken leg or you have some kind of physical handicap. Well, for people like me that have what could be thought of as mental handicaps, although again, I kind of take exception to the idea that it's a handicap. I just think of it as I am differently brain-abled. I just have a different way of approaching life. You know, being bipolar means that I don't, I'm not a consistent person. I don't tend to be consistent, because I do have these mood swings. And so life in a synchronized modern society in which I got to be to work at a certain time and I've got to, got to do the same thing day in and day out. This does not work well for me. What works much better for me is spontaneous kind of stuff, having a more free-form kind of schedule, being more goal-oriented instead of time-oriented in terms of my work. That's the thing. I'm retired right now. I did well. I used to be into computers and doing computer-related work, and I did okay. And one of the things I was really good at was troubleshooting. The thing that's nice about having, and by the way, for all you bosses out there, the way to use your bipolar employees is get them, when I'm manic, I get obsessed with things. And like this thing with, Project Serpo, I just happened to latch onto that. I found it fascinating. And sure enough, the old manic gears, kicked in, and I just like, okay. So I'm churning and burning on Project Serpo. Well, in my old jobs, what I would do, a problem would happen. A problem would come up with a system, or we would need some kind of system implemented really quick. And I, the thing that's cool about being bipolar is when I get manic, I don't need to sleep. I just go for it, And if I need a little, and this is why I have to avoid things like caffeine and large quantities of sugar normally, is because if I use those, they tend to kick in my supermanic powers. And I kind of lost track of that today, and I actually had a diet Coke, and I forgot. Well, I was kind of manic, and I kind of wanted it. No. And it's just kind of like, you know, I make my little manic excuses for why I went for some of the bug juice. Kind of like Bill Clinton, you know. I swear, I didn't know she was a woman. And Sherry, oh, I didn't know that having caffeine would make me this manic. So now here I am sitting here going, all right, well, I still better throttle down a little, and out comes the Depakote, which, by the way, I don't normally take. I don't normally take medications. And that's one of the reasons I took time off from the working world, is just so that I could learn how to live my way. And and while that does make my life kind of like Pee-wee's Playhouse, maybe, I can't say it's a bad way to go. I'm having fun with it, and I am learning things, and it's just a different way of living life. You know, what it means is I don't get up the same time every day. It means I don't go to work every day. It means I do what I want to do, and that takes me in interesting directions. And I kind of think of this as, you know, maybe analogous to the time I would have spent in college. I'm learning my own way, you know, grokking the internet and stuff like that. And, oh, just listen to me go. You know, another characteristic. By the way, you know, you look at the characteristics of mania. You know, how do you know you got mania? You know, here, you know, the mnemonic that us manics are supposed to remember is dig fast. And that stands for distractibility, indiscretion, grandiosity, flight of ideas, activity increased, sleep deficit, and my personal favorite, talkativeness, pressured speech. You know, what's funny about that list, I forget what the criteria are. It's like four or more or something like that. I got them all. That's just check, 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 check. Oh, yeah, I know mania. So I'm sure that those members who, you know, follow what I do see these characteristics very commonly. And that's one of the things that I think is actually kind of cool about my version. And by the way, the formal diagnosis for me is I'm bipolar, not otherwise specified. And that means I don't fit the bipolar 1, bipolar 2, or cyclothymic profiles. Not exactly. I tend to be a little more spontaneous than that. The cool part is I tend to be biased towards mania and don't tend to have so much depression. The bad part is I still get the depression, and sometimes that can go on for really, really long periods of time, and I often don't even know I'm depressed. You know, I'll still be happy, happy, you know, outgoing magic, but I'm actually depressed, and it shows up in strange ways. And actually what I should probably do is just wait till the inevitable boom lowers on this current manic episode and then talk about the depression part, because right now I can't really remember too much about the depression part other than I just don't tend to do much, tend to sleep a lot. Oh, but when I'm manic, I don't need to sleep much at all. And by the way, you know, it is a little joke of mine. You know, you change one letter of my handle, magic, and you get manic. And when I came up with that, you know, I did it because of the you know, Majestic documents, but that was one of my little in jokes. So for those who, you know, who like to make the joke about manic magic, oh yeah, I'm way ahead of you, friend. Oh yeah. So anyway, you know, one of the reasons I wanted to do this Ramblecast was just to give, you know, some kind of, I don't even know if I call it, maybe at least an explanation, if not a mea culpa, for why I can, you know, I'm sure my fellow members know that I'm capable of some funky antics when I'm on the board. And, you know, this Project Serpo thing is an example of that. There are others. There have been some strange experiences I've had. People that remember my Confessions of a Dark Sorcerer. Oh, yeah, I was manic. And by the way, that's all, as far, again, that's all honest first-person accounts, you know, and some of that, can we assume maybe that some of that's psychosis? Well, maybe. Oh, that's one of the interesting things. You know, and I've been examined thoroughly. And the question about, well, what about psychotic features in my manic episodes? Because that's one of the things that you can use to determine just, well, is it manic? Is it full mania? Or is it hypomania? And the overwhelming majority of my episodes tend to be hypomania, which means that I don't tend to really get too delusional. I don't tend to see or hear things that aren't there. I mean, I don't tend to hallucinate or anything like that. So the psychotic features really aren't there. And yet, where do you really draw the line? You know, look at my adventures last summer, you know, with Yoshiel and stuff. Or actually, was it the summer before last? Oh, yeah. Well, that's another problem with being bipolar. I can forget things really easy. It's like having a multiple personality disorder because the things I do when I'm manic, I tend to forget when I'm not manic. And when I'm things I do when I'm depressed, I tend to forget when I'm not depressed. And it does, it plays hell with my memory because it's like my modes of thought shift. And so that can be problematic. And that's one of the things. If you know someone who's bipolar, you might recognize a lot of the symptoms in that person that you'll see in me. And you know, and the thing about it is, and this is, by the way, you know, we talk about, you know, again, oh, back to the Serpo. No, I will not talk about the Serpo. Good magic. Take some more Depakote. Okay, back on. Oh, what was that first one again? Distractibility. Yeah, indiscretion. Well, how about putting this podcast out there? I'd say that qualifies as indiscretion. Grandiosity. I'm going back through the symptoms again of mania. I just want to make just to drive this point home. You know, grandiosity. Do I even need to give you an example of grandiosity here? Flight of ideas. Come on. Good luck keeping me on topic. You know, yeah, I'm looking at, like, there's all these other pod threads, for example, and this is one of the things. By the way, if anyone's wondering, why haven't I been contributing more to some of my fellow members' pod threads? Well, I'll tell you one thing. During this manic episode, I get really obsessed with certain things. And one of the problems and one of the reasons I've been staying out of the other pod threads is because, for example, just looking through at some of the pod threads here, Nurky's done some great things. You know, Deus Ex on writing. Oh, I really want to talk about writing. But you know what, Deus? In this state of mind, if I were to go on your pod thread and talk about your writing train wreck, I would start talking about freaking Project Serpo. And that's the reason I want to get on this this epic discussion between Relentless and Benevolent, and of course Sophronia and some other, you know, Mr. Whoopi and all these on my rights versus your rights. I really want to get in on that. But again, it would come back to Serpo. So if you're wondering what the bloody hell is going on, why am I not, you know, why am I so self-focused and so obsessed with my own topics? It's because when I'm manic, it's, you know, first of all, that's the way I tend to be anyway. Let's see now. Let's see if flight fight is. Yeah. So that's the way I tend to be anyway. And then on top of that, I'm going to bring my obsessiveness over into other topics, and I'm trying not to do that. I'm really trying. I mean, it's almost like turning into a werewolf, and I just got to, like, chain myself down inside the cage, you know, which is interesting because, by the way, when the moon does get full, there does seem to be something to it. And, you know, maybe it's just some subconscious, I don't know, lunacy, you know, lunatic. Lunatics tend to go crazy when the moon gets full. And I've observed that. You know, people that work in emergency rooms and stuff, I know some nurses and stuff, and yeah, there seems to be a correlation, you know, as to just what the exact reason for it is. No one seems to know, but ooh, look, I'm drifting. Flight of ideas. And then there's the activity increased symptom. Well, gee, could that lead someone to, like, maybe post almost 30 podcasts on Serpo? You never know. Sleep deficit. If anyone's following my post profile over the last week and a half, you might notice I've been spending a lot of time on AboveTopSecret.com and made quite a few posts at all hours of the day and night. It's I have been sleeping. I have been getting sleep, but I don't get a lot when I'm in a manic episode. And if it's a really heavy deal, then I might do an overnighter. Might go for a couple days without sleep, or I might even go 3 or 4 days. And that's rare. I would call that a full manic episode when I go 3 or 4 days. And yeah, and you know, and again, by the way, and that, one of the reasons I want to talk about this, and if you've made it this far into this Bramblecast, well, God bless you. Is that the issue of mental health is something of a taboo subject. And, you know, the problem with that is nobody is perfectly mentally healthy. We all have issues. Every single one of us, friends. None of us is immune. And, you know, there's this arcane notion that there is such a thing as a sane human being, you know. And I think that's bullpucky. evading the censors there. I think that's bullpucky. What is sanity, you know? And granted, maybe I'm not the best expert on sanity. But sometimes you need somebody from the outside looking in to give you a better perspective. I'm just saying. And of course, I just want to reinforce talkativeness, pressured speech. you know. So anyway, am I manic? Yes, yes I am. If you're a psychiatrist out there and you're diagnosing me, you can diagnose me over the internet. I am manic. I'm a maniac. I'm manic, the magic, the manic maniac. and here I am babbling into a podcast for all the world to listen to. Although in reality, come on, how many people really listen to my podcast? Let's get serious. So anyway, oh well, grandiosity. The entire world listens to me, of course, because I am imperial magic and the world loves me. Yay, yay. I got podcast. I got podcast. Yay. Oh, Nelly. Anyway, so here I am just going on and on and on. And it's been 20 minutes now. And you know, I don't know if I've really made any point by doing this podcast, and maybe that itself is the point. But I did at least want to get this topic open, and maybe there's a more concise way to do this. But, you know, it's something that my fellow members may or may not want to actually talk about. The whole issue of, you know, I'm talking in this particular pod thread about, you know, manic depression, my own views on it. And by the way, I might even do another one. Oh, I know. Talking about how bipolar and conspiracy theory go together. yeah, I think there's a connection there. I do want to kind of at least offer the possibility for those that want to talk about it. And, you know, other members in their own ways have addressed some of these elements, you know, and I just wanted to kind of kick this out there again, especially while I am in this manic talkative mode. Because I think that on AboveTopSecret.com, I respect if people, you know, don't want to talk about personal stuff, that's fine. However, I don't see any reason why we can't at least share, and by the way, I'm not asking for other people to say, oh yeah, I am also bipolar. You know, that's totally up to you. But what I'm wanting to do here, though, is perhaps at least inspire discussion on this topic and maybe make people who might not feel comfortable talking about it, whether you're diagnosed or not, and just be able to talk openly about it. And by the way, you know, I'm me, okay? So, you know, if you're ever, and here's just a general thing. When I'm really manic, I don't know it. I mean, I do, but I don't. And it's kind of a strange thing. I'll kid around about it, and you know, I'll have my maniacal laughter and everything like that. But I don't really quite get it. You know, it's just not quite all there for me. I don't really understand that I'm really that way out. So I you know, and so if you see me doing this, you can tell me. It's okay. I might look at you funny, although technically we can't really look at each other at this stage of the internet's development. But, you know, I get messages every now and then. You know, I get moderators, they'll send me a U2U and say, hey, Magic, are you okay? and I always appreciate that. I really do. So, because I know. I know, and it might take me a few bits. I mean, I've gotten some U2Us, I mean, you know, moderators, especially when I'm in Mr. Snippy mode. That have really helped me come down from the chandelier. And, you know, so maybe that, you know, for those who might wonder, one of the reasons why I am such a big fan of the ATS staff is that a lot of the stuff they do behind the scenes, people don't see. The UTUs, a lot of the moderators out there, they send a lot of UTUs. And I get UTUs from moderators and I talk with them and stuff like that. And it's all just personal, you know, a lot of personal stuff. And they really do watch my back, you know. There is definitely, you know, mutual coverage there. Yeah, people talk about amok and all that. And yeah, you're watching his back. Well, they've been watching my back too, because I'm one crazy SOB, let me tell you. But I'm still managed to not get banned, still managed to hang in there, still loving it on ATS, loving the community, loving the people that I meet, and getting something out of it every time. And how funny. A discussion on mania turns into a commercial for ATS. Oh, man. I need to check into a cult. I need to check into a Ron's org and get some tech installed. Oh, Nelly. All right. I'm going to end this ramblecast on that rather bizarre note. And just you know, the enjoyment to my fellow members to feel free to talk about this and you know, talk frankly about this, especially if I'm really bugging you or anything like that. Let me know. It's okay. I'll get over it. I'd rather know. So on that note, until next time, be mentally well, friends.